Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an Hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we were looking forward to having Mr. Robert Bovall and talking to him about the Egypt Code, which is absolutely a fascinating publication. He is in another country, and we are continuing to try to reach him, but we have been unsuccessful so far. But if he gets through, well, we'll be beeped and we'll be told. But meanwhile, I want to get started with a thought. And by the way, phone lines will be open at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Destiny, that is a word that so many times locks one into particular types of thinking, particular types of perception, attitude, paradigms. Why? Because when we use the word destiny, we usually put ourselves into a box. There will be those statements that will be made, wow, this is what you should have always done, or you're made for this kind of work, so on and so forth. But the reality is that as individuals, we really do have a lot of choices in our lives about how we want our destiny to go on. It's not just necessarily a matter of chance. Nope, it can really be a matter of choice. So I wanted to share this story with you. It's about a particular bank in Chicago. And they were considering a young person for employment, which isn't anything unusual, from the area of Boston, checked out his references, and one of the references he had listed on his application was an officer at a Boston investment house. Now, the investment executive who responded to their request for reference got in touch with the bank and made a comment that the young man that was applying for a position belonged to a particular family, and he gave their name, which was very prestigious in the Social Register of Boston, and that the mother also was from a very, very prestigious family. And in the background of the young man was a blend of another grouping of families, a very prestigious positioning, obviously the finest and the best in the hierarchy, again, of the Boston family. And he didn't hesitate to give a recommendation for this young man. Well, it wasn't too long after the personnel manager of the bank in Chicago had read all of this information, he decided he was going to call the man who had sent the letter and talk to him directly. He said, "We'd like to have a work reference from you before we hire this young man." Well, this person that had given this very, very enthusiastic referral responded with the comment, "I told you all about him. Didn't you receive my letter?" And the personnel manager said, "Yes, we did receive your letter, and we are contemplating using this young man for work, but we want to know about his work patterns. We're not hiring him for breeding purposes." And I really liked that story because I thought, gee whiz, isn't that the case? So many times people forget that when they are in a positioning of being observed, what is your experience? And I can remember when I was a teenager and I started working, there was the common dilemma which young people today have. And that is, well, how are you going to gain experience if you don't go to work? Well, as with any young person, the best thing you can do is to look at where you can put yourself so that you can get the best experience possible. Sometimes that means volunteering your time, being involved with people, maybe not even getting paid. It has really been quite surprising to me as I have observed so many different points of information that come across my desk when I'm preparing for the show. And when I look at people, that young people that are going to college today, my goodness, if they haven't done some kind of community work, if they do not show some kind of level of responsibility, colleges aren't even interested in them. We have so many young people that want to go to college. It is really getting tougher and tougher to get into school. Well, one might say, well, that's just the way it is when you're young. However, there is a similar dilemma that mature people are going through. That's right. People of all ages are experiencing this. The dilemma is, how do you get the experience that you really need to get so that you can qualify for what you'd like to be a part of? Again, when you can rub elbows with people that are in the industry, in the environment you really want to become associated with, make a point of doing some volunteer work. But showing that you're capable of doing something makes all the difference in the world. Remember, intelligence and capability has nothing to do with gender. It does have to do with your willingness to demonstrate what you're capable of. And I find that it's so interesting when I hear about people being hired in their 70s and their 80s to do work that requires a lot of concentrated discipline. They're happy to do it. Colleges are hiring men and women coming out of the military when they're ready to retire. They need good teachers. So they are going after these individuals and saying, will you come and become a part of our working team? You've already gone through the learning curve, so to speak, about certain disciplines and responsibilities, knowing how to work with them well. So if you're a young person just starting out and you're wondering what you should do, don't hesitate to ask those that are around you. But remember, your pedigree isn't as important as what it is you are actually capable of doing. And don't be afraid to step up and volunteer, because it really can make a difference. I've known of a number of young people that, because they were willing to be interactive in their community, they were able to get work. Maybe what they got was minimum wage, but they were able to get work because they showed they were willing to work. And I think of one young woman I know that when she started out, she was working for one of these fast food restaurants, and she evolved into a positioning of management, and she now has entire territories that she oversees, and she is really quite young. She's only in her 30s, and she was given those responsibilities when she was in her middle 20s. She proved her worth, and they said, if you are willing to continue to learn and grow, we'll keep you on the team. And that's exactly what happened with her. You're never too young, and you're never too old to be able to explore new venues and new environments. This is Donna Siebel, and we are still trying to reach Mr. Robert Bavall on his Egypt code. He is in another country, so the time difference is significant, and I'm just hoping that we haven't missed the bar. But if we can, we'll rebook him if that's the case, because it's a fascinating, fascinating piece of material. So let's open up the phone lines if you'd like to call in and chat with me. 877-876-5227, Canadians, 888-815-9756. Now, by the way, I want to mention that I'm going to be doing an appearance on December the 13th at the Dickens Festival. This is in the Pacific Northwest. This is in the Tacoma, Washington area. For those of you who are in that locale listening, I'm going to be appearing at King's Bookstore from 11 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, doing many consultations. And part of this is going to be going to a very special facility that has been started in the local area, and it is a special home for people who are in need. So the monies, part of the monies will be donated to that. That's the new Phoebe House. So this is the Dickens Festival. Wear a costume if you like. There's going to be a lot of things going on. It's a lot of fun for the entire family. Go to their website, dickensfestival.net. That's dickensfestival.net. You'll find out about all of the different activities. Also, very important, and I'm so excited because there are so many of you that are sending me emails, Teresa Tapp, who is a regular guest on this show, is having a very special gift that she is giving three $100 packages regarding her skin treatment program and her DVD on Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, a DVD package. This is something I can recommend highly because I know the difference it has made for me, toning me up 23 inches overall. So for those of you who are listening who would like to be one of those three winners, this is what you do. Send me an email. Send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's the email you send it to. In the subject line, put the Donna Sebo Show and code DSS30. That's the abbreviation for the Donna Sebo Show. D like Donna, SS like Sam, 30. I need your contact information in there. I'll have your email address. We will be having a drawing before the new year. So the sooner you get it in, tell your friends anybody is eligible to enter this. I can't think of a better way to start a new year than being fit and fabulous in 2009 with Teresa. She's got wonderful, wonderful things to share. And she's going to be on again with us this month, but this is right now. If you send me an email, you'll be put in for that drawing, and you'll have a chance to be one of those three lucky individuals to win over $100 worth of value. And, oh, is it worth it? Let me tell you. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. For those of you that are in business, if you're like me, every once in a while you'll do major mailings. Now, I use first-class mail when I do certain mailings. It's just time-effective for me, and it's, to me, it's worth the extra money. But a lot of people, a lot of those of you that might be in business, will use bulk mailings. Why? Because it's less expensive. You've got your system down pat. You can put stuff out just so fast, so efficiently, and it really works. Well, let me share some information with you that I just came across. If you rely on mass mailings for your business, there's a big change with the post office regarding this. Your mail lists must be up to date, or you're going to start facing some stiff penalties. This was amazing to me when I read it. There is a woman by the name of Melissa Data. She is a developer of data quality and mailing solutions, and she said the U.S. Postal Service has proposed stiff penalties for standard mailings that don't comply with the move update requirements going into effect. It just happened on November 23rd of this year. The USPS is committed to reducing undeliverable as addressed mail, which costs the Postal Service an estimated $2 billion annually. And the biggest cause for this cost is consumer moves. To help reduce the UAA mail, the Postal Service has expanded the Move Update Standard 2, include all standard mail in addition to first-class mail, shorten the minimum frequency of change of address processing from 185 to 95 days prior to the date of mailing to be eligible for automation and pre-sort discount rates. So it means when you're in business, you've got to stay current and update your mailing list. Otherwise, not only will you be missing potential clients who've moved, but if the U.S. Postal Service finds mail pieces that are deemed non-compliant, the entire mailing is considered non-compliant, and the mailing could be subject to a 7-cent penalty. 7 cents on every single mail piece in the mailing. So if you do a 100,000-piece mailing, and many of you listening would not be doing this, but there are a lot of people that do, the Postal Service has determined that if the not-move update compliancy is not met, the proposed penalty would be about $7,000 for that non-compliant mailing. Oh, my goodness. With the way people move in the United States, you can have a major upset depending on how often you mail, and if you're not advised of it, how do you keep up with that? Well, that's just the way it's going to be. It looks like these things are evolving so quickly. And in this day of speed and, of course, costs rising on just about everything that's going on, well, you're really going to have to pay attention to those things. Also, what I wanted to share with you is something that I get a kick out of, because a lot of people, if they're munchers like I am, they say, I've got to have my snacks in a very convenient type of a packaging so that I won't overeat. But yet, if I have a sweet tooth, then I'd have if I have those little 100-calorie packages, then that really is a great help to me, because then I know that that's all I'm taking in. So they've really taken off. They've really become quite popular, these 100-calorie snack packs. However, I have two different articles in front of me regarding the myth regarding this. Researchers apparently have said that people who are chronic dieters tend to consume more calorie when foods and packages are smaller. Now, this was a study done at the Arizona State University. Apparently, on one hand, consumers see mini packs as a generous portion of food, because there's all these little tiny pieces in each pack, and there's multiple mini packs in a box. But on the other hand, they perceive the packaged snacks to be diet food, so they overeat. It's totally self-defeating. I mean, what am I going to say here? But it's there. If you really want to do something like that, what you might want to do is measure some stuff out. You know, you get those little plastic bags. And if you want to just have a quarter of a cup of granola, if you wanted to do something like that, those little snack bags are terrific. And you can make up your own. You can do whatever you want. And then that way you're going to have exactly what you need. Do you know that the number of 100-calorie pack products now on the shelves, it was only 13 products that were out on the shelves in 2004, the first year they were introduced. They had Thomas English muffins and Yoplait yogurt. Well, now there's 136 different products for these mini snacks. It's amazing, absolutely amazing how successful this has become. But you're paying a lot more for that. So if you're wanting to do something, my feeling is if you really don't want the temptation, don't even bring it into your house. But if you're someone that's disciplined enough where maybe two cookies and a little package will do, package your own. Save all that money. They are absolutely amazing. Amazing. But something else that happened with this, there were people that did taste tests with these products, and some of the 100-calorie packs, when they compared them with the original product, let's say an original cookie and then the little mini cookie, they were different. They did not taste exactly the same. And some tasted really, really bad. So just keep yourself aware. If you want to keep your money in your wallet, bag your own, or better yet, share some goodies with some friends or whatever. Also, what I wanted to let you know about is there is, with all of the gas situation, I mean, I don't know about the gas prices in your neck of the woods, but right here at home in the Pacific Northwest, in my neighborhood, it's $1.83. Boy, that's a big drop from where it was just a little bit ago. Well, one of the things a lot of people don't realize, that you can just stay with regular fuel. When you use premium, that's obviously going to be much more expensive. Some cars do have to have the higher grade fuel, but you don't need to. Do you know that octane grades really don't represent the good, better, best? They measure a fuel's resistance to pre-ignition, pinging or knocking. Now, this is a condition when gasoline, whatever you use, burns uncontrollably in the engine's combustion chambers. Now, many cars for which premium gas is recommended can use regular, because most of your modern cars detect pre-ignition and automatically make adjustments to eliminate it. So, be sure you check your owner's manual or your fuel filler door. If it says to use regular fuel, use the regular. There's no advantage to a higher grade. If it says premium required, well, go ahead and use premium. But if it says premium recommended, try using regular. And keep a log of your fuel economy. If you don't see a change, keep using regular and enjoy the savings. It can save you hundreds of dollars a year. Donna Sebo here. My guest was not able to make it for the show today. We're still trying to reach him. However, being in another country, being in a different time zone, there may have been a challenge that he is experiencing. There is a wonderful, wonderful woman. Her name is Betsy, and she lives in Port Townsend, which is one of the most picturesque communities you might ever want to visit here in the state of Washington. It's absolutely magical. Victorian houses, it's just a wonderful marina there. It's just absolutely great. Well, Betsy lives there, and she's an occupational therapist, and she was going through all kinds of health problems. She was having high blood pressure, chronic fatigue, joint pain, heart problems, whatever was around. It seems like that's what Betsy was getting hit with. Now, apparently, she started having some problems when she was about 27. She got what seemed to be a bad case of flu, but she never totally recuperated from that. And currently, Betsy is in her 50s. Well, she got a diagnosis after so many years of just not feeling up to par that she had lupus. Her immune system was attacking her body, and she was horrified to find out that the disease had damaged the valve in her heart. Well, she had been pretty attentive to her well-being, and she had learned how to recognize flare-ups and when to get to her doctor, and she knew what kind of medication she was supposed to take. However, there had been a lot of damage that had been done to her heart, and it seemed to get a little worse every year, eventually causing very, very high blood pressure, which strained her heart even more. Well, the doctor said to her, you know, Betsy, eventually we're going to have to replace that valve, and you're probably going to have open heart surgery about the same time. Well, you can imagine if someone made that kind of a statement to you, how you'd feel. But she said she happened to be in a bookstore, and she saw a book called Living from the Heart by Pierron Blair, and it talked about HRM. Now, this is heart rhythm meditation. And the author in the book said, the heart is the center of your body and emotions. And he had developed a method of meditation. And this is what he recommended. He said, while a lot of meditation techniques focus on breathing, in HRM you breathe in time to the beat of your heart, sending a signal to the autonomic nervous system to slow down. Now, what happens when you do that, he discovered, it reduces one's heart rate, the blood pressure, and the production of stress hormones. Betsy said, what have I got to lose? This sounds really like what I need. Now, this is what Betsy did. She would sit with her hand over her heart to sense her own heartbeat. She'd breathe in through her nose and out through her mouth. Then she'd begin to count her heartbeats as she was breathing. She'd inhale on 1, 2, 3, and then exhale 1, 2, 3. And she would do that for a period of time. Now, she synchronized her breathing with her heartbeats, and while she was doing that, she imagined her breath as a healing stream of water flowing through her body. Now, her husband, his name is Daniel, he was pleased that she had found something that made her very, very comfortable. And she said to her husband it was so relaxing for her. It really, really was helping. Well, 2 weeks after she had started this procedure, she went in for a checkup. Her doctor was thrilled. He said, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever it is, keep it up. Because her blood pressure, which had been 150 over 90, dropped to 100 over 64. And you know what? She got other benefits from doing this as well. Her joints stopped aching. Her energy started to improve. She was able to walk a mile a day, and she even started working with weights. Now, she said, today she diligently does her HRM procedure 15 minutes every single day. She no longer is taking blood pressure medication. She's not using steroids to control her lupus. And her doctor, who is absolutely thrilled with the results that she's been getting, said her heart rate, the lowering of her blood pressure, and just being so much more relaxed took the stress and strain off of her heart so much so she doesn't have to have surgery now. She said, I am living proof that HRM really, really works. Meditation is something that has been recommended by so many people for so many years. Why? Because it allows you to get into that state of being centered. You can do meditation for a minute, 2 minutes. But Betsy does it for 15 minutes every day. But what it allows you to do is to just totally release yourself from anything that you are connected with that could be causing you stress. You give this as a gift to yourself. Do you know that in research they have found if you are a regular meditator, not only are you going to live longer, but you will actually find yourself being younger than most people your age. They say it shaves off about 12 years. That is the benefit that it brings you physically. And when I came across this story about Betsy, I thought it was so phenomenal. She found a book. She found a process. And again, the book is Living from the Heart by Puran Bayer. And that's P-U-R-A-N-B-A-I-R. And it is about HRM. And she does this, and it's just turned her life around. You know, they have found that there is so much that we bring into our own environment because of various conditions. I know I have in my life. I had some major, major health problems that when I was younger, and it was all due to stress. It was all due to certain situations that emotionally I could not handle well, and I internalized all the emotion. It just got all bottled up. And the body reaches a point where it just doesn't know what to do. So I wanted to share that with you. And if you have a friend that maybe is going through a lot of stress, encourage them. Maybe get the book for them as a gift, because it can make a difference. They're finding that not only does it ease stress, it improves circulation, stimulates the immune system, boosts your energy. Okay, just like Betsy, you can see a major turnaround. Now, quickly, how the process is done, you sit up straight and place your right hand over your heart. If you are left-handed, use your left hand. Then you breathe in slowly through your nose and out through your mouth. And you want to feel your heartbeat. You inhale for 6 heartbeats, then exhale for 6 heartbeats. And you do it 5 times. And then you shift where you inhale for 8 beats and exhale for 8 beats. And then you do your visualization. Now with Betsy, she visualized water through the top of her head into the heart and going down through the hands and the feet. You might want to use a light. You might want to use a color. Whatever is your preference. But that's what they recommend. And you should do it for at least 5 minutes, focusing on the flow through your heart. By the time you're finished, you'll be relaxed. I can't think of a nicer thing to do. My goodness, I was at the bank earlier today, and I talked with a teller who's in her early 20s, and she was so stressed because she hadn't gotten her Christmas tree up. She was very, very stressed. Good exercise. Remember, you're going to have the time to get everything done that you need to get done. You really will. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. Give me a call. Phone lines are open, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. Again, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast, with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And if you're a first-time listener to the Donna Sebo Show, just know all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me after I give you my mental impressions any question you like. I'm an information resource. I was talking to someone just this last holiday weekend, and they said to me, oh, are you a fortune teller? I said, no, I'm not a fortune teller. This is a mental skill, a mental discipline that I've worked with for many years. I'm an information resource. I am not going to be someone that is going to tell you how to do everything. What I'll do is give you my insights as I receive them, and then you're welcome to utilize them or totally throw them out the front window, whatever you want to do. It doesn't make any difference to me. So give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. I want to let you know about the people that are going to be coming up with me on the air this week, and I'm still going to try to reach Mr. Robert Bavall. When you're in another country, sometimes things can happen and one has no way of knowing about them. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about addicted distress. Yes. Debbie Mandel is going to be my guest. We have a real good topic here. Why? Because this is the holiday season. So many times people get so anxious. It's amazing. Standing in the post office today, the people that were there were just in this hyper mode of, oh my goodness, I hate to wait. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Standing in a post office line one time is where I got my story, The Miracle of 8 Pennies, by listening to someone that was right in front of me. But it is hard because we're a very fast-paced type of a society and we're accustomed to having things being done boom, boom, boom. So anyway, we're going to be talking about addicted to stress and how we can handle it. Then we're going to be talking about the tarot on Wednesday. We're going to go back in time with Janet Bayer. And then on Thursday, we're going to be talking about neuro-linguistic programming with Richard Bandler. This is a man that has dedicated his life over 40 years to researching a subject matter that has just amazing results. It's really just fabulous. And then we'll be talking to Bob Friedman about Milton's Secret. Just before the holiday season, there are going to be many children's publications that we're going to be featuring, and we're going to be hearing music and all kinds of things. So we've got good material that we're going to be sharing with you. And if you're out there trying to find a gift for a child, don't forget also that God's Kiss is available, and if you would like to have it autographed and personalized for a child in your life, I'm delighted to be able to do that for you. If you want to get it very quickly, give me a call at my office, 800-872-8852, or you can send me an email at donna@delphiinternational.com, donna@delphiinternational.com. So that's how simple that is. Anyway, that brings you up to date with who we've got coming up. And don't forget, Teresa Tapps, we've got this contest going on. Three of you are going to get this wonderful Fit and Fabulous physical fitness system, 15 minutes a day. That's all you need to do. It tones you up. It does great things for you on so many levels. And also included in that value pack of over $100 of product, you are also going to get the Skin Tightening System DVD. It is great. I try to do it every single day. You feel wonderful. It's just, it's fabulous. So I need you to send me an email. I need you to put in the subject line, when you send me an email, put in DDS-30, the Donna Sebo Show, DDS-30. And I need your contact information, and I'll put you in the email pot so that we will be doing a drawing before the end of the year. And again, tell your friends, tell your family, anybody can join this, but I do have to have the email. Send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. Well, I had just said to you that I was in a bank and talking with a young woman who was highly stressed. She had just gotten her Christmas tree. And, of course, this is a time when all of us are decorating our homes because we have got holiday activities coming up and we want to be festive and have everything just looking so absolutely magnificent. Well, she was really agitated about the tree, getting so stressed over that. Many, many, many people enjoy having a real tree. And do you know what? Having that real tree in your home is doing something special. Number one, the trees come from farms, tree farms. And people are making a living by doing this, so you're helping to support someone in business. But also, trees have some very good health benefits. This is what it does. Number one, Christmas trees just have a magic. One, they have this wonderful, wonderful fragrance. In fact, they found that there are tiny particles that are released by pine needles. They actually help to rid the air of toxins by blocking pollutants. So when you have these real trees in your home, it's a living tree, that's great. Just remember, with a living tree, you have to treat it a little differently so when it comes time, depending on what part of the country you live in or the world, when you want to transplant it outside, it could go through a shock. So you have to be very thoughtful about how you take care of that living tree. But it actually has, the pine trees have so many pollution-busting particles, they're trying to figure out a way how they can actually harness them as a way to fight problems like environmental pollution and even global warming. That's right. Also, pine oil that is pressed from the twigs and needles of the tree for centuries has been used to cure respiratory problems, and research today is showing how it thins mucus and soothes inflammation in the nasal and bronchial tracts. So if you're having a problem with your sinuses, if you want to find relief fast, then place a few drops of essential oil into boiling water and then inhale the steam. And that is an age-old remedy. It really is. Something else, too, that you may find beneficial, and this may sound a little strange, but people do it with Vicks Vapor Rub. If you have, you could do the same thing with the pine oil. Rub it on the bottom of your feet. It actually is absorbed and then goes and affects the sinuses as well. Just a thought. I've known people that put Vicks Vapor Rub on the feet of their children, and the kids sleep better at night, especially if they have a lot of congestion. It's just something that the body does. Remember, your skin is the largest organ of your body, so what you put on it, it absorbs. Also, they have found that phenolic acid, pine nuts, those little white nuts, very smooth nuts, have a fatty acid that stimulates two powerful appetite-suppressing hormones. So, this is good information if you're wanting to feel full. A study found that just a handful of pine nuts reduces one's appetite by 36%, and the effect lasts up for 4 hours. People in Siberia, for many, many generations, eat a handful of pine nuts after each meal. The pine nuts also have more iron than any other nut, and it's a nutrient that boosts energy and mood, and 70% of women don't get enough iron. And speaking of that, I want to bring up a subject matter which is near and dear to my heart, and that is blood donation. This is something that I have been doing for a few years now. And because I have a rare blood type, I know how valuable that is. And there's so much wonderful information that is out there regarding donating of blood, and it really can help you be a little bit healthier, because when you go and give a pint of blood, the body remanufactures blood, and you have a whole new set of cells that are put into the body. So it's very, very healthy to do. It's not something that's going to harm you at all. However, be aware. The holiday seasons are here. There are so many things that go on. We have men and women serving overseas. You may be scheduled for a surgery, and maybe you need to donate some blood so you have something in a blood bank. But remember that you do make a difference when you donate blood. And it is something that I feel very, very good about, because I know that for every pint of blood that I give, that there are 6 other people out there that are affected by that. And I received some material not too long ago, and I'll be sharing that with you as well. Also, I wanted to tell you about some pine tree bark. Talking about the Christmas tree, they have found that there is a chemical in it that cuts arthritis pain in half. There's a Japanese study that was done with women that had severe cramping. This particular chemical in the pine tree bark reduces 73% of the discomfort, and they say it also has anti-inflammatory compounds. There are so many things in nature that as we get more and more refined with our technology, we realize the value. Many, many times the old wives' tales are very real. There was a program that was put on by the Smithsonian a number of years ago, and I'm sure if you went into their archives, you'd probably be able to find it. They had gone to Africa, a very large study team had gone into Africa, and they went into different areas, and I don't recall what particular area of Africa at the moment that they were talking about. But they talked about the witch doctors, and they said that those people that were considered the doctors had to memorize over 2,000 plants and their medicinal capabilities. When you stop and you think about that, that's a tremendous amount of knowledge that they were hoping would not be lost. The people, the researchers, the medical researchers and scientists that were on this expedition to find out about pharmacological materials for medicinal purposes were just amazed at the training these people went through and understood then why they were held in such high regard. Also, they found that psychiatry was quite frequently practiced. We were not the first to develop it by any long shot. Of course, the Arabs knew about it for centuries before the Western world caught on to it. And they taught many people about it a long, long time ago. Well, just know that when you have a living tree in your home, you are going to find that it's got so many benefits for you. It's definitely a blessing on so many levels, even though by the end of the season you may be unhappy with all those needles that fall on the floor as you're carrying it out. But But just understand, it does have value, it is healthy, it is not a negative, and it actually can bring a lot of beauty and joy into your home. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a minute. Give me a buzz if you want to chat. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222. We'll be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Now, by the way, because we're coming in, you know, we've got, 24 days now till Christmas. Can you believe that? It's hard to believe. We just get through with one holiday, another one pops up. It's just sort of like pieces of toast in a toaster. Pop, 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 pop. And then we're going to be into a new year. It's just amazing. Well, I do want to let you know we'll be sharing some wonderful holiday tips. I've got some great things regarding decorating. But I came across some subject matter that I know is just going to make your day. I mean, I read this and I said, I don't know if I can handle it. People have different food habits around the world. A lot of it is really wacky and weird. And you never find any of this stuff served at the Sebo dinner table. But I wanted to share some of it with you because it's just absolutely unreal. Now, there are programs on television that talk about weird foods, and again, I don't watch them because that's not my thing. I'm more into the chocolate cakes and whatever we're going to do. I want it pretty. I want it to smell good. Exotic stuff like scorpions just really doesn't do it for me. However, there are a number of people throughout the world that culturally this is what they do. And I can remember a member of my family once who lived in an apartment building, and she said, oh, I got to tell you about our neighbors. And we said, oh, why? What's so special about them? They said, oh, my neighbor raises cockroaches. I went, wah. That's all, wah, wah, when you have that. Raises cockroaches. I'm from California originally, and you didn't want cockroaches because if you had one little critter that showed up, there were a gazillion others that would join them. They have this way of multiplying. You don't want cockroaches. Well, this gal actually raised them. She was of Asian background. I don't know what part of Asia she came from, but in her culture, cockroaches were raised for food. And this woman would dip them in chocolate. That was another, no thank you, I don't think I'm interested. But I thought I would share with you what this recipe is for scorpion skewers. Yes, this is for real. This is not make-believe. Now, what you need are 8 frozen desert hairy scorpions. Yes, you heard me correctly. You need 8 frozen desert hairy scorpions or similar species. No, really, we know what the hay any will do. Of course, they need to be thawed out. You need a pint of low-fat milk. Yep, okay, a pint of low-fat milk. 1 cup of white cornmeal. 1 cup of white cornmeal. 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 1 tablespoon of fresh lemon juice, and also 2 tablespoons of fresh parsley chopped. Now, what you want to do, take a sharp knife, you remove and discard the stingers and venom glands from the tips of the scorpion's tail. I think that's a good idea. You pour milk into a medium-sized bowl. You add scorpions and set aside while preparing the rest of the ingredients. Now, in your hot skillet, you want to melt your butter. You remove the scorpions from the milk mixture, allowing the excess to drain off. Dredge the scorpions through the cornmeal one at a time. Shake off excess flour. Put them in the hot butter and cook until golden brown, about 2 minutes. Turn them over and cook until done, about 1 minute. Of course, you want to drain them on paper toweling and sprinkle them with lemon juice and chopped parsley. Oh, yes. You know, if you had relatives you didn't like, maybe this is a recipe to keep handy. Anyway, there's a guy that actually designed a cookbook, Eat a Bug Cookbook. Yuck. Anyway, by David George Gordon. I know I'm being rather biased here. Anyway, I'm sure David is a great guy. I wonder how the women in his life handle all of this odd stuff. Maybe they don't. Maybe he does this all by himself. That's what I think he'd have to do. But he has 33 ways to cook grasshoppers, ants, water bugs, spiders, centipedes, and their kin. Okay, well, with that tasty whatever it's supposed to be, which I know just absolutely made your day, how about some chocolate coconut squares? I just have to follow up with that. This is a recipe that is so much fun that if you know, with a holiday, sometimes you get busy and you might want to make a gift for somebody. And if you're short on cash, I don't know about you, but it has always been something that through good times, lean times, good food, especially things that you'll fix once a year maybe or just every once in a while, they are wonderful gifts, and people love them. They so appreciate it because when it comes from your home, when it comes from your effort, it just means so much more to people. Now, here's a real quick recipe. Let me see if I can get it out before the end of the show. You need 8 ounces of dark chocolate graham crackers. 8 ounces of dark chocolate graham crackers. You're going to need a half a cup of butter or margarine. Half a cup of butter or margarine. I always prefer butter. You're going to need a 6-ounce can of evaporated milk, 6-ounce can of evaporated milk, 1 egg, put that in a bowl, beat that up. You're going to need a teaspoon of vanilla extract, 5 teaspoons of superfine sugar. You're going to need 1/3 cup of self-rising flour, and you want to sift it. You need 1 1/4 cups of shredded coconut and 1 3/4 ounces of dark chocolate. Now, I use chocolate chips if I need to do something to melt for decoration or whatever. And this is how easy it is. You're going to need an 8-inch square pan. You want to grease it and line the base with baking parchment. That's easy enough to do. Your crackers, your chocolate graham crackers, you put in a plastic bag and crush them finely with a rolling pin. And or you can use a processor, whatever you like. Melt your butter in the saucepan and stir in the crushed crackers until they're well combined. This is just the same thing you do with a cheesecake. You press the mixture into the base of the cake pan. Then beat together your milk, your egg, your extract, and your sugar until it's smooth. And then you stir in the flour and the shredded coconut. Pour the mixture over the dark chocolate graham crackers, that base. And then you level it. You bake it in a preheated oven, which is at 375 degrees for 30 minutes. And you'll know that it's done when the top of the coconut is just a nice golden brown. It feels very firm to the touch. You're going to need to cool it in the cake pan. And then don't cool it for too long. You want to cool about 5 minutes after it's done. You want to take a sharp knife and cut into squares. And then allow it to cool in the pan. If you wait until later, it's going to be hard to cut it. And then, of course, carefully remove the squares from the pan after it's thoroughly cooled and place them on a board. And then your dark chocolate, and I love to use the chocolate chips, the dark chocolate chips. I prefer that over the milk chocolate. But if you like milk chocolate, use milk chocolate. You melt that. You can do that in the microwave and drizzle it over the squares to decorate them. And just let them sit. And they'll just be beautiful, and they'll make such a pretty package. Just absolutely great. They'll keep for up to 4 days, and they can be frozen up to 2 months. Well, we're out of time tomorrow. We're going to be talking about addicted distress. This is Donna Sebo. Thank you for joining me. And remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here at bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.